Hello, this is Kareem, and I'll be your host for today. Welcome to our show. Today we will be studying the topic water with Zaid Kazbarin.
Hello, I'm Zaid, and today I'll be telling you about water and wise ways to use it.
How could you use water wisely?
First of all, don't waste water. When you brush your teeth, make sure you don't keep the water running. Make a time limit for your shower. When you water your plants, it would be wise to think about giving the plants enough water, but not letting extra water run out of the flower pot. Well, these are a pair of examples of how to save water. Here, I'll give you a riddle. Guess what runs and runs without getting tired?
I know the answer. That is easy. A tap.
Well done.
So do you know anything else about water?
Did you know that your body is 2/3 water?
Wow, that's amazing. Tell us more.
We only need this 2/3 water in our bodies to drop a few percent. Our body will become dehydrated.
So what is dehydration?
Dehydration is when your body runs out of water. You can become very ill. You need immediate treatment.
How much water must I drink every day?
Roughly 3 liters for a healthy body.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
Well, you want to be healthy.
What else do you know about water?
Did you know that there's more water on Earth than there is land? Water is everywhere. It's even in the air and ground.
Can we ever run out of water?
Yes, we could. In fact, there's only 1% of fresh water available for humans.
Wow, I never knew that there's that little water available for us.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions and riddles. Why does the temperature on Earth stay bearable for humans?
Tell me, I can't get the answer.
Oh, water is the only element that makes sure that Earth's temperature is good for humans.
Oh, very interesting. Give me another riddle.
Guess what lives in winter, always dies in summer, and is very funny as it goes with its roots upward.
That's a difficult one.
No, it's not. You see them all over in wintertime. It's an icicle.
Oh, I hear there is a lot of waterproof. How does that happen?
Oil tankers sailing from one country to another suddenly have a leakage. Oil runs into the sea.
Oh, that is bad. What happens then?
Oil affects sea creatures, bird life, and even humans that live around that area.
How?
The sea creatures can't breathe because the oil covers the surface of the sea. There is no oxygen for the fish. Water affects bird life because the birds dive into the water, and then they get the oil all over their wings, and they couldn't fly anymore. Oil spills affect humans because the fishing villages around will soon die off. Because there's no fish anymore, they would have to move to a different place to earn money. So they would become very poor, most of them.
I heard something about global warming. What is global warming?
Global warming is when the Earth increases in temperature, and ice caps in the Arctic begin to melt.
What happens if it melts?
The levels of the ocean rise, and many small islands lose their beach.
That's not good. We won't have a beach to play on.
Well, this won't happen immediately. It'll take a lot of years.
For our last question, can you say water in different language?
Yes, I can. Actually, I can say it in 10 languages. So, first of all, in Arabic, it's Mai. In German, it's Wasser. In Chinese, it's Wai. In Czech, it's Voda. In Korean, it's Mul. In Italian, it's Aqua. Spanish, it's Agua. In Africa, like the main place where the water is, Maji. And in Turkish, it's Su.
Wow, you did a lot of research. I learned a lot today. Thank you for sharing this with us today. Thanks.